From WNYC in New York, this is NPR's On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Tomorrow morning, I'll suspend my campaign and return to Washington after speaking at the Clinton Global Initiative. I've spoken to Senator Obama and informed him of my decision, and I've asked him to join me.
With the world economy on the brink and his own presidential hopes in the equation, Republican candidate John McCain on Wednesday announced he would rush to Washington for congressional negotiations on the proposed $700 billion Wall Street bailout. The not-quite-shut-down McCain-Palin campaign described the gesture as an act that put the country above political self-interest. But much of the media were having none of it.
John McCain's decision to suspend his campaign is being described as a Hail Mary by some Democrats.
And I think you see it every time the issue of the economy gets stronger, he goes to a razzle-dazzle play. And I think we saw it again tonight calling for a delay of the debate.
The danger is, does anybody see this as non-political, or is this going to be seen as Sarah Palin Part 2?
That was Wolf Blitzer on CNN, Chris Matthews on MSNBC, and Jeff Greenfield on CBS. But, of course, the media aren't only the news media.
You know, this just doesn't smell right, because this is not the way a tested hero behaves. Somebody's putting something in his Metamucil.
McCain had canceled his Wednesday night appearance on Late Night with David Letterman, explaining he was jumping on a plane to D.C.
We're suspending the campaign.
Yeah.
Are we suspending it because there's an economic crisis or because the poll numbers are sliding?
Informed that McCain was at that moment with Katie Couric, Letterman showed a live shot of the senator sitting with the CBS anchor being dusted with makeup in a studio a few Manhattan blocks away. And Letterman just, like, totally went off.
Let's just see what he has to say here. This would be interesting. I wonder if he'll mention me. Hey, John, I got a question. You need a ride to the airport?
For the McCain campaign, this was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad media week, beginning with a mutiny by reporters who threatened not to acknowledge Governor Sarah Palin's visits with real live heads of state at the UN unless they were actually permitted to cover the conversations. The campaign responded by letting a single pool reporter witness 29 seconds of baby chat between Palin and Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
Now he's begun to say daddy's son.
Good. What is his name?
Mirwais. Mirwais, which means the light of the house.
Oh, nice.
He's the only one we have. Yeah. More shots.
Sure, the news outlets succumbed to the photo ops, but they also questioned why an executive-experienced vice presidential aspirant, potentially one septuagenarian heartbeat away from the presidency, needs protection from the press. CNN's Anderson Cooper.
It makes them look like they're afraid of her abilities, that she's going to say something. I mean, if she's capable enough to meet with world leaders, not all of whom are going to be as friendly, frankly, as a bunch of reporters are.
Absolutely. Palin did make herself available for a long-scheduled interview with Couric, for which she had weeks to prepare. It was illuminating.
You've cited Alaska's proximity to Russia as part of your foreign policy experience. What did you mean by that?
That Alaska has a very narrow maritime border between a foreign country, Russia, and on our other side, the land boundary that we have with Canada. It's funny that a comment like that was kind of made to, reporters.
Mocked.
Yeah, mocked, I guess that's the word, yeah.
The McCain-Palin campaign has alleged that the media are out to destroy the GOP ticket. But this week, the press's sharpest attacks came in the form of simply reporting what was said aloud. After a New York Times story about campaign manager Rick Davis's lobbying ties to the collapsing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, McCain senior advisor Steve Schmidt said those lobbying ties were cut years ago and accused the Times of being, quote, 150% in the tank for Barack Obama. The next day, the Times confirmed payments to Davis through last month. As for the coverage of the mostly inaccessible Governor Palin, the charges of sexism the campaign has long fired at the media boomeranged when CNN's Campbell Brown accused the campaign of keeping Palin chauvinistically under wraps.
End this chauvinistic treatment of her now. Let her have a real news conference with real questions. By treating Sarah Palin different from the other candidates in this race, you're not showing her the respect she deserves. Free Sarah Palin.
The bad media news for Barack Obama was that McCain and Palin, along with the financial crisis, dominated the headlines. The good media news for Barack Obama was that McCain and Palin, along with the financial crisis, dominated the headlines.